Know that one-fifth of the booty is for Allah, His Rasul, close relatives of the Rasul, orphans, the needy, and the wayfarer, if you do believe in Allah and in what was revealed to our servant on the day of distinction, the day when the two armies met in combat. Allah has power over everything. Remember when you were on this side of the valley and they on the farther side, and the caravan was on lower ground than you both. If you had made a mutual appointment to fight, you would have certainly failed. But Allah sought to accomplish what He has ordained, that those who were destined to perish might die by clear proof, and those who were destined to live might survive by clear proof. Surely Allah is He who hears all and knows all. Also remember that Allah made them appear in your dream as few in number. If He had shown them to you as many in number, you would surely have been discouraged, and you would have disputed in your decision. But Allah saved you. Surely He knows the very secrets of the hearts. And remember when you met them in the encounter, He showed them to you as few in number in your eyes, and He made you appear as few in number in their eyes, so that Allah might accomplish what He had ordained. For ultimately, all affairs return to Allah for decision. O believers, when you encounter an enemy in combat, be firm and frequently remember Allah so that you may be successful. Obey Allah and His Rasul, and do not argue with one another lest you lose courage and weaken your strength. Show patience. Surely Allah is on the side of the patient. Do not be like those who started from their homes recklessly in order to be seen by everybody and disbar others from the way of Allah. Allah encompasses all their actions. Remember when Shaitan made their action seem attractive to them and said, "No one from mankind can overcome you today, for I will be at hand to help you." Yet when the two armies came within sight of each other, he turned on his heels, saying, "I am done with you, for I can see what you cannot. I fear Allah, for Allah is severe in punishment." At that time, the hypocrites and all those who had malice in their hearts were saying, "Their religion has deceived them." But you should know that anyone who puts his trust in Allah will find Allah mighty, wise. If you could only see the angels when they were taking away the souls of the killed unbelievers, they were smiting their faces and their backs, saying, "Taste the torment of the conflagration. This is the punishment for what your hands have sent forth, for Allah is never unjust to His servants." This was the same that happened to the people of Fir'aun and those that had gone before them. They also rejected the revelations of Allah, and Allah seized them for their sins. Surely Allah is mighty and severe in punishment. That is because Allah has never changed the blessings which He has bestowed on a people until they themselves changed the condition of their souls. Verily Allah hears all and knows all. This same principle was applied to the people of Fir'aun and those who have gone before them. They rejected the revelations of their Rabb, so we destroyed them for their sins, and we drowned the people of Fir'aun. They were all wrongdoers. The worst of animals in the sight of Allah are those who reject the truth and do not become believers. Those who make treaties with you and time after time violate their treaties and have no fear of Allah. If you encounter them in combat, make them a fearsome example for others who would follow them, so that they all may learn a lesson. If you fear treachery from any of your allies, you may fairly retaliate by breaking off the treaty with them, for Allah does not love the treacherous. Let not the unbelievers think that they have won the game. Surely they can never frustrate the believers. Muster against them all the military strength and cavalry that you can afford, so that you may strike terror into the hearts of the enemy of Allah, and of you, and of others beside them who are unknown to you, but known to Allah. Remember that whatever you will spend in the cause of Allah shall be paid back to you in full, and you shall not be treated unjustly. If the enemy is inclined towards peace, do make peace with them, and put your trust in Allah. He is the one who hears all, knows all. Should they intend to deceive you, verily Allah is all-sufficient for you. He is the one who has strengthened you and the believers with His help, through putting affection in their hearts. If you had spent all that is in the earth, you could not have united their hearts, but Allah has united them. He is mighty, wise. O Prophet, Allah is all sufficient for you and for the believers who follow you. O Prophet, rouse the believers to prepare for combat. If there are 20 steadfast among you, they shall vanquish 200. If there are 100, they shall overcome 1,000 of the unbelievers, for they are a people who lack understanding. For now, Allah is lightening your burden, because He knows that there are still some weak individuals among you. So if there are 100 steadfast among you, they shall vanquish 200, and if there be 1,000, they will overcome 2,000 with the leave of Allah, for Allah is with those who are steadfast. It is not fit for a prophet that he should take prisoners of war until he has thoroughly subdued the land. Do you, O followers of Muhammad, desire the temporal goods of this world, while Allah desires for you the hereafter? Allah is mighty, wise. Had there not been a previous sanction from Allah to take ransom, you should have been sternly punished for what you have taken. Very well. Enjoy the booty which you have taken, for it is lawful and pure. But in the future, fear Allah. Allah is forgiving, merciful. O Prophet, tell the captives in your custody, if Allah finds goodness in your hearts, He will give you even better than what has been taken from you, as well as forgive you. Allah is forgiving, merciful. But if they have treacherous designs against you, O Prophet, they have already shown treason against Allah. That is why He made them your captives. Allah is knowledgeable, wise. Those who believed, migrated, and made jihad with their wealth and their persons in the cause of Allah, as well as those who gave them asylum and help, are indeed the protecting friends of one another. As to those who believed but did not emigrate, you are under no obligation to protect them until they emigrate. Yet it is your obligation to help them in matters of faith, if they ask for your help, except against the people with whom you have a treaty. Allah is observant of all your actions. The unbelievers are protectors of one another. If you fail to do likewise, there will be disorder in the land and great corruption. Those who believed, migrated, and made jihad in the cause of Allah, and those who gave them asylum and help, they are the true believers. They shall have forgiveness and honorable provisions. Those who believed afterwards, migrated and joined you in jihad, they too are your brothers, although according to the book of Allah, the blood relatives have greater rights on one another. Indeed, Allah knows everything. Surat At-Tawbah. A declaration of immunity from Allah and His Rasul is hereby made to those of the mushrikeen with whom you have made a treaty. You have 4 months to go around in the land unmolested, but you should know that you cannot frustrate the will of Allah, and that Allah will humiliate the unbelievers. This is a public proclamation from Allah and His Rasul to the people on the day of the Great Hajj, that Allah and His Rasul do hereby dissolve treaty obligations with the mushrikeen. Therefore, if you repent, it will be better for you, but if you turn away, then you should know that you cannot frustrate the will of Allah. O Prophet, proclaim a painful punishment to those who are unbelievers, except those mushrikeen who honored their treaties with you in every detail and aided none against you. So fulfill your treaties with them to the end of their term, for Allah loves the righteous. When the forbidden months are over, then fight the mushrikeen wherever you find them. Seize them, besiege them, and lie in ambush for them in every stratagem of war. But if they repent, establish salah, and pay zakat, then let them go their way. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. If anyone from the mushrikeen asks you for asylum, grant it to him, so that he may hear the word of Allah, and then escort him to his place of safety. This should be done, because these people do not know the truth. How can there be a treaty with the mushrikeen on the part of Allah and His Rasul, except for those with whom you ratify the treaty at the Masjid al-Haram? So long as they honor it, you also honor. for Allah loves the righteous. How can you trust them? If they prevail against you, they respect neither treaty nor ties of relationship. They just flatter you with their tongues, but their hearts reject you, and most of them are transgressors. They have sold the revelations of Allah for paltry worldly gain, and they have hindered others from His way. Indeed, evil are the deeds that they have done. They neither honor the ties of relationship nor observe the obligations of treaties with the believers. It is they who are the transgressors. However, if they repent, establish Salah and pay Zakat, then they shall be your brethren in deen. Thus do we spell out our revelations for people of understanding. But if they violate their treaty once they have sworn it and insult your deen, then fight with the ringleaders of unbelief, for their oaths are nothing to them, so that they may be stopped. Will you not fight against those people who have broken their oaths, conspired to expel the Rasul, and were the first to attack you? Do you fear them? Nay, it is Allah who is more deserving of your fear if you are true believers. Fight them. Allah will punish them by your hands and humiliate them. He will grant you victory over them and soothe the hearts of a believing people. He will take away all rancor from their hearts. Allah shows mercy to whom He pleases, and Allah is all knowledgeable, all wise. Do you think that you will be left alone while Allah has not yet demonstrated which of you has exerted your utmost struggle and did not take any intimate friends other than Allah, His Rasul, and the believers? Allah is well aware of all your actions. It is not for the mushrikeen to maintain the mosques of Allah while they bear witness against themselves about their unbelief. It is they whose deeds are in vain, and in the hellfire shall they live forever. The mosques of Allah should be maintained by those who believe in Allah and the last day, establish Salah and pay Zakat, and fear none except Allah. It is they who are expected to follow the true guidance. Have you made those who provide water to the pilgrims and maintain the Masjid al-Haram equal to those who believe in Allah the last day and make jihad? They are not equal in the sight of Allah, and Allah does not guide the wrongdoers. Those who believe, leave their homes and make jihad with their wealth and persons in the cause of Allah, have higher rank in the sight of Allah. It is they who will be truly successful. Their Rabb gives them good news of His mercy, His good pleasure, and paradise with everlasting bliss. They will live therein forever. Surely it is Allah with whom is the mighty reward. O believers, do not take your fathers and your brothers as your friends if they prefer kufr over iman. For those who turn away from this commandment shall be considered wrongdoers. O Prophet, tell them, if your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your spouses, your relatives, the wealth that you have acquired, the business in which you fear a loss, and the homes which you like are dearer to you than Allah, His Rasul, and making jihad in His way, then wait until Allah brings about His decision. Allah does not guide the transgressors. Allah has indeed helped you in many battlefields, and on the day of Hunain, when you were proud of your great numbers, but your numbers availed you nothing. The earth with all its vastness seemed to close in upon you, and you turned your backs and fled. But Allah sent down His Sakina upon His Rasul and the believers, and sent down to your aid those forces which you could not see, and punished the unbelievers. Thus was the recompense for the unbelievers. Then after that, you also witnessed that Allah guided to repent some of them whom you wanted, for Allah is forgiving, merciful. O believers, know that the mushrikeen are unclean. Therefore, do not let them come near the Masjid al-Haram after this year's pilgrimage. If you fear poverty, soon Allah, if He so wills, will out of his bounty. Allah is all-knowledgeable, all-wise. Fight those people of the book who do not believe in Allah in the last day. Do not refrain from what has been prohibited by Allah and his Rasul, and do not embrace the religion of truth until they pay jizya with their own hands and feel themselves subdued. The Jews say Uzair is the son of Allah, and the Christians say Messiah is the son of Allah. That is what they say with their mouths, imitating the sayings of the former unbelievers. May Allah destroy them. How perverted they are. They have taken their rabbis and priests to be their lords beside Allah, and so they did with Messiah, the son of Miriam, although they were commanded in the Torah and the Gospel to worship none but one Allah, besides whom there is none worthy of worship. Exalted be he above those whom they associate with him. They desire to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah will not allow it to happen, for he seeks to protect his light, even though the disbelievers may dislike it. It is he who has sent his Rasul with guidance and true deen to make it prevail over all other deens, even though the mushrikeen may hate it. O believers, indeed, most of the rabbis and priests misappropriate the wealth of people and hinder them from the way of Allah. To those who hoard gold and silver and do not spend in the way of Allah, proclaim a painful punishment. The day will surely come when their treasure will be heated up in the fire of hell, and their foreheads, sides, and backs branded with it. They will be told, "This is the treasure which you hoarded, now taste what you were hoarding." The number of months ordained by Allah is 12 in the Book of Allah since the day He created the heavens and the earth. Of these, 4 are sacred. That is the established principle of deen. Therefore, do not wrong yourselves by violating them. But you may fight against the mushrikeen in all these months if they fight against you in all of them. Know that Allah is with the righteous. Transposing a prohibited month is only an addition to unbelief. Thereby the disbelievers are misguided. They make a certain month lawful one year, and in another year they make the same a forbidden month, so that they may make up for the months which Allah has sanctified, thus making lawful what Allah has forbidden. Their evil actions seem pleasing to them. Allah does not guide the disbelieving people. O believers, what is the matter with you that when you are asked to march forth in the way of Allah, you cling to the earth? Do you prefer the life of this world to the life of the hereafter? If it is so, then you should know that the comforts of this life are little compared to the life of the hereafter. If you do not march forth, He will inflict on you a painful punishment and replace you with other people, and you cannot harm Him at all, for Allah has power over everything. If you do not help the Prophet, it does not matter. Allah did help him when the unbelievers drove him out of his town, the second of the two. While the two were in the cave, he said to his companion, "Don't worry, Allah is with us." So Allah sent down his serenity on him and strengthened him with forces which you cannot see. Thus he made the word of the unbelievers lowest, while the words of Allah remained supreme. Allah is almighty, all-wise. March forth, whether you are equipped lightly or heavily, and make jihad in the way of Allah with your wealth and your persons. That is best for you if you understand. As for the hypocrites, if the gain would have been immediate and the journey short, they would have certainly accompanied you. But the long journey was too hard for them. To justify their not accompanying you, they would even swear by Allah, "If we were able, we would certainly have marched with you." By doing so, they are destroying their own souls, for Allah knows that they are liars. Allah forgives you, but why did you give them leave to stay behind, so that it would become clear which of them spoke the truth and which of them invented false excuses? Those who believe in Allah and the last day will never ask you for exemption from fighting with their wealth and their persons. Allah is aware of those who are righteous. Only those people ask for exemption who do not believe in Allah and the last day, whose hearts are filled with doubt and are wavering because of their doubts. If they had intended to march forth, they would certainly have made some preparation for it. But Allah did not like their going forth, so he made them lag behind, and they were told, "Stay behind with those who stay behind." Had they gone with you, they would have added nothing but mischief, and they would have made efforts to create disorder among your ranks, and there would have been some among you who would have listened to them. Allah knows the wrongdoers. Indeed, they had plotted sedition before and created disturbance to make you unsuccessful until the truth came through and the decree of Allah prevailed, even though they disliked it. Among them there is someone who said, "Grant me exemption and do not expose me to temptation." Have they not fallen into temptation already? Surely hell has encircled these disbelievers. If you gain success, it grieves them. But if you face a setback, they say, "We had taken our precautionary measures," and turn away rejoicing. O Prophet, tell them, "Nothing will happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our protector, and in Allah let the believers put their trust." Further tell them, "Can you expect for us anything other than two excellent things? But we are waiting for Allah to afflict you with punishment, either from Himself or by our hands. So wait if you will. We too are waiting." Say, "Whether you give willingly or with reluctance, it will not be accepted from you, for you are the people who are transgressors. The reasons which prevent your contributions from being accepted are that they disbelieve in Allah and His Rasul, that they come to offer salah but reluctantly, and that they offer contributions but unwillingly. Let neither their wealth nor their children dazzle you. In reality, Allah intends to punish them with these things in this life, and that their souls may depart while they are still unbelievers. They swear by Allah that they are indeed believers like you, yet they are not of you. In fact, they are afraid to appear to you in their true colors. If they could find a place of refuge or a cave or any hiding place, they would certainly run to it with an obstinate rush. There are some among them who criticize you concerning the distribution of sadaqat. If they are given from it, they are pleased, and if they are not given from it, lo, they are full of rage. It would have been better for them if they had only been pleased with what Allah and His Rasul had given them, and said, "Allah is all-sufficient to us. Soon Allah will give us of His bounty, and so will His Rasul. Indeed, to Allah do we turn our hopes." In fact, sadaqat collection is for the poor, the helpless, those employed to administer the funds, those whose hearts need to be won over to the truth, ransoming the captives, helping the destitute in the way of Allah, and for the wayfarer. That is a duty enjoined by Allah, and Allah is all-knowledgeable, wise. There are some people among them who molest the Prophet, saying, "He is one who believes everything that he hears." Say, "It is good for you that he listens to what is best for you. He believes in Allah and has faith in the believers and is a blessing for those who are true believers. As for those who molest the Rasul, will have a painful punishment. They swear to you by Allah in order to please you, but it is more fitting that they should please Allah and His Rasul if they are true believers. Don't they know that anyone who opposes Allah and His Rasul shall live forever in the fire of hell? That surely is the worst humiliation. The hypocrites are afraid lest a sword should be sent down about them, revealing to the Muslims what is in their hearts. Say, mock if you will, Allah will surely bring to light all that you fear. If you ask them, "What were you talking about?" they will promptly say, "We were only jesting and having fun." Say, "What then? Were you mocking at Allah, His revelations, and His Rasul?" Make no excuses now. You have rejected faith after your belief. Even if we pardon some of you who were not serious in participating, we will punish others amongst you, because they are criminals. The hypocrite men and the hypocrite women, they are all alike. They enjoin what is evil, forbid what is just, and withhold their hands from doing good. They have forgotten Allah, so He has forgotten them. In fact, the hypocrites are transgressors. Allah has promised the hypocrite men, the hypocrite women, and the unbelievers the fire of hell to live therein forever, a sufficient recompense. Allah has cursed them, and they shall have a lasting punishment. Your behavior is just like those who have gone before you. They were mightier than you in power and more flourishing in wealth and children. They enjoyed their portion of this worldly life. Thus have you enjoyed your portion as did those before you, and you have entered into vain discourses as they did. Consequently, their deeds were fruitless in this world and in the hereafter, and they are the ones who are the losers. Have they not heard the news of those who have gone before them, the people of Noah, Ad, and Thamud, the people of Ibrahim, the men of Madian, and the cities which were overthrown? Their rasuls came to them with clear warnings, but they did not listen. Allah did not wrong them, but they wronged their own souls. The true believers, both men and women, are protectors of one another. They enjoin what is just and forbid what is evil. They establish salah, pay zakah, and obey Allah and His Rasul. It is they on whom Allah will have His mercy. Surely Allah is mighty, wise. Allah has promised the believers, both men and women, gardens beneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever. And they will have beautiful mansions in these gardens of everlasting bliss. Best of all, they will have the good pleasure of Allah. Now that is the highest achievement. O Prophet, make jihad against the unbelievers and the hypocrites, and be firm against them. Hell shall be their home, and it is the worst of all homes. They swear by Allah that they said nothing, when in fact they uttered words of unbelief. And they committed kufr after accepting Islam. They meditated a plot which they were unable to carry out. They had no reason to be revengeful, except that Allah and His Rasul had enriched them through His bounty. Therefore, if they repent, it will indeed be better for them. But if they turn back, Allah will punish them with a painful punishment in this life and in the hereafter, and they shall have none on earth to protect or help them. There are some among them who made a covenant with Allah, saying, if He bestows on us His bounty, we will spend in charity and become truly of the righteous. But when He did bestow of His bounty, they became stingy, turned back from their covenant, and became evasive. He put hypocrisy in their hearts to last till the day wherein they shall meet Him as a consequence of their breach of covenant with Allah and the lies they told. Are they not aware that Allah knows their secret thoughts and their secret counsels, and that Allah knows fully well all that is hidden? As for those that taunt the believers who give freely and ridicule those who find nothing to give except the fruits of their labor, Allah will throw back their ridicule on them, and they shall have a painful punishment. O Prophet, it is the same whether you ask forgiveness for them or not. Even if you ask for their forgiveness 70 times, Allah is not going to forgive them, because they have disbelieved Allah and His Rasul. Allah does not guide those who are transgressors. Those who remained behind were delighted to sit inactive behind Allah's Rasul, and they hated to make jihad with their goods and their persons in the cause of Allah. They said to each other, "Do not go forth in the heat." Say to them, "The fire of hell is much more severe in heat." If only they could understand. Let them laugh a little, much will they weep as a recompense for what they have earned. From now on, if Allah brings you among them and any of them ask your permission to go forth for jihad, say, "You shall never be allowed to go forth with me, nor fight an enemy in my company. You chose to sit inactive on the first occasion, therefore you shall now stay with those who stay behind. You shall never offer funeral prayers for any of them who dies, nor shall you attend their burial, for they have denied Allah and His Rasul, and died while they were transgressors. Let neither their wealth nor their children dazzle you. Through these Allah wants to punish them in this world, and let their souls depart while they are still disbelievers. Whenever a surah is revealed saying, 'Believe in Allah and make jihad along with His Rasul,' capable people among them ask you for exemption, saying, 'Please leave us with those who are to stay at home.' They prefer to be with those who remain behind. As a result, a seal was set on their hearts so that they do not understand. But the Rasul and those who believe with him make jihad with their wealth and their persons. They are the ones who will have all the goodness, and they are the ones who will be successful. Allah has prepared for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever, that is the greatest achievement. Some from among the desert Arabs also came with their excuses, begging exemption to stay behind. Thus, those who lied to Allah and His Rasul sat inactive. Soon, a painful punishment shall seize those of them who disbelieved. There is no blame on the disabled, the sick, and those lacking the means to stay behind, so long as they are sincere to Allah and His Rasul. There is no way against those righteous people. Allah is forgiving, merciful. Likewise, there is no blame on those who came to you and requested the conveyance to the battlefront, and you said, I am unable to provide you the conveyance. And they returned with their eyes streaming with tears. They were filled with sorrow that they had no resources of going forth to the battlefield at their own expense. The way is only against those who begged exemption, although they are rich. They prefer to be with those who remained behind. Allah has set a seal on their hearts, so they do not know